Welcome back to Product Hunt Daily. I'm Mia, and today we've got a packed briefing on the newest launches to hit Product Hunt.
And I'm Milo. We're talking direct competitions for the big AI coding tools, a fresh take on screen annotation for Mac, and a new way to run agents on a schedule.
Plus, the launch that's stealing the spotlight today? A tool billed as the world's first AI copilot for a hugely popular Android app. We'll dig into that and more.
So whether you're building agents, tinkering with startup equity, or just want smarter ways to use your gear, this episode's got something for you. Let's jump in.
Let's start with Bullet, a coding agent that just launched on Product Hunt and is positioning itself directly against Claude Code and Codex. The launch copy makes a big claim. It says Bullet is 30 to 60% faster than both of those. The makers put it plainly. The models behind these agents were fine, but the loops wrapped around them were slow. So Bullet tries to speed up that whole workflow.
And it does that by changing the plumbing rather than the model. Bullet says it auto-picks the right model and reasoning level for each prompt, runs searches, reads, and command executions in parallel, and does targeted code search instead of loading the entire repository up front. Practically, it works with your existing Claude Code or Codex subscription, with API keys, or with an on-device model. So you could bring your own setup and just swap in a faster loop.
Right, and it's available as a command line tool for macOS and Linux with Node version 18 or later, and there's a private beta that's free to start, no key required and no subscriptions. The makers point to a benchmark, 95.8% on the SDoubleOcean Bench Verified Suite, which they list as top three, at about 119 seconds per task. But we should be clear, those are self-reported numbers from the launch, not independently verified results.
The team behind it is described as Yale computer science grads with experience at AppLovin and Citadel, and the product is backed by Y Combinator. Their CTO says Bullet exists because Claude Code and Codex were just too slow, and that the team now only uses Bullet internally. He says he personally can't go back to Claude Code, and he frames bringing your subscription over as free speed. The CEO adds that longer agent runs were wasting hours when mistakes got baked in, and that accumulated session context left both the agent and the developer confused about the actual state of the code. The community response so far is mostly open questions rather than verification, and at least one commenter is asking whether Bullet stretches the limits of your existing subscription. So real-world validation is still ahead of us.
Next up is today's second significant launch, and it's a different angle on the same problem. AMP by Canyon Tech's AI is an autonomous mitigation platform built for engineers who deal with production incidents. The core idea? Instead of waiting for a coding assistant to be asked, AMP continuously monitors production logs, figures out what broke, generates a fix, and opens a pull request for human review. All before stand-up, with no prompting.
Right, so the workflow is concrete. It watches production logs continuously, files Jira or GitLab tickets automatically, and hands the team a reviewable pull request so humans stay in control. And the design keeps the agent out of production on purpose. No direct production access, human in the loop by default, and no installation to worry about. Certification currently covers Java, Python, TypeScript, Node.js, and Rust, with the company saying it can ultimately work with any language and more certifications are in progress.
One important caveat. The company claims an 80% or better fix rate on generated fixes, but that's self-reported and not independently verified. And the supplied material has only the founder's launch description, no independent community testing or criticism yet. So these are claims, not proven results.
And two limitations stand out for a team thinking about adopting this. First, because AMP has no direct production access, it can propose fixes but can't apply them itself. Your team has to review and merge every change. Second, if your stack sits outside those five certified languages, broader coverage is promised but not yet delivered. Availability is straightforward, though. It's free to start.
Moving to a different kind of tool now. ScreenMark is a macOS menu bars app for live screen annotation, Zoom, whiteboard overlays, freeze frame, and recording, built for teachers, presenters, and developers. The maker says he created it because presenting on a Mac usually meant wiggling the cursor at details and hoping everyone was looking at the right thing, and he wanted to move around the room while still highlighting, zooming, or drawing.
And the interesting twist is the free companion iPhone app that acts as a remote. It triggers the cursor highlight, a flashlight effect, drawing, and zoom over your local network after a one-time 4-digit code pairing. The maker says that remote became the feature he uses most, and one community commenter called it uniquely practical and said it elevates the whole tool. That said, that's the only user reaction supplied. No other reviews or criticisms.
The free tier includes the menu bar's controls and the essential annotation overlays: pen, highlighter, arrows, shapes, text, eraser, blur, and a spotlight. Plus freeze frame, whiteboard and blackboard modes, and a countdown break timer. The paid Pro tier adds screen recording to MP4 with system audio and microphone mixed in live, with annotations baked right into the recording, plus live zoom with two lens styles, a cursor flashlight, advanced annotation, custom break modes, and custom shortcuts.
And the pricing is worth spelling out because there's no monthly lock-in on the top tier. Pro Lifetime is a one-time App Store purchase of $29.99 with no subscription and no account. Alternatively, it's $19.99 a year or $4.99 a month, with the yearly option saving 66% versus monthly and a 7-day introductory trial for eligible new subscribers. So you can pay once and own it, or rent it by the month.
The last launch today is Octomind Cloud and Hub, which targets developers running AI coding agents who don't want those agents tied to a laptop. Octomind combines cloud-run machines with a model hub, one login, no API keys, and agents that keep running when you close the lid, with sessions resuming from any device.
And the origin story is relatable. The maker got frustrated with agents dying mid-task after closing a laptop, losing context, and paid token work. So they built a session relay that records every step, and they say they tested it by killing browsers mid-turn until no bytes were lost. On the practical numbers, machines start in under a minute, your build per second while working, idle costs are near zero, and a typical 5-minute agent session is quoted at roughly a quarter of a cent.
The free tier gives you one small machine, 3 capable models free forever, 10 gigabytes of storage, and auto sleep after 5 minutes idle. Paid plans run $10 for the first month, then $20 a month with 4-hour, weekly, and monthly caps. It's built on an open source runtime, Apache 2.0, a single Rust binary, includes a REST API and developer key on every plan, and supports bringing your own Docker image.
Now, one point of confusion worth flagging. The heading says 27 models, while the maker comment says 21. Those two numbers don't match. And there's a benchmark claim that a model in these plans, called GLM-5.2, solved 24 out of 25 real pull request benchmark tasks ahead of Claude Code with Opus. But that's maker reported, not independently verified, just like the broader claim that it beats Claude Code and Codex. The company is bootstrapped with no investors and buys its own hardware. So the pitch is compelling for anyone tired of babysitting agents, but those model counts and benchmark results deserve a skeptical second look before you commit.
Let's start with Tine's 3 bytes, which landed on Product Hunt, pitched as the secure environment for agents, apps, and automations. Steven, head of product at Tine's and one of the makers, frames it as a direct answer to what he calls wild code, work built fast with AI that runs ungoverned and unmonitored, hiding security, financial, and operational risk. The whole pitch is one environment where you build with AI anywhere, but the code runs isolated, credentials stay protected, and everything you ship is auditable and monitored from a single place.
And the headline safety claim is that the AI never sees your credentials. Instead, they're injected at runtime by a proxy that sits entirely outside the code itself. Tynes is leaning on 8 years of intelligent workflow experience here, name-dropping customers like Reddit, Coinbase, and Databricks. There's also a free Explore edition available today, a no-commitment way to try the platform with 3 live workflows and unlimited users, spaces, and connectors.
Community reaction is supportive, but questioning. One commenter says 3 bytes made building workflows easier without needing to know about APIs or webhooks. A self-described non-technical user says the guardrails keep pushing a workflow live under IT and security visibility. A RevOps person says it changed how their team works. And a marketer says connecting 3 unrelated systems gave them an accurate picture of campaign performance, spend, and pipeline. Notably, several commenters flagged the credential isolation idea as the part they most want to test.
And the discussion leaves some open questions, mainly around what happens if AI-generated code tries to request credentials through that proxy and how the isolation actually holds up under real workloads. It's a promising pitch, but the community is clearly waiting to stress test that promise.
Next up is BetterClaw, a no-code platform for AI agents that run on their own schedule, promoted as deployable in 60 seconds at zero cost. Maker Shab says he built it after months in the OpenClaw subreddit, watching people lose entire weekends to Docker and config files. The pitch is removing that infrastructure layer entirely.
The claimed capabilities are substantial. Over 95 one-click integrations covering Gmail, Calendar, Slack, HubSpot, GitHub, Jira, Meta Ads, and Linear, plus scheduled workflows across channels like Slack, Telegram, Discord, and Gmail. There's a trust ladder built in. Every agent starts as an intern that asks before acting, then can be promoted to specialist and lead. Secrets are described as AES-206 encrypted and auto-purged from agent memory after 5 minutes.
On cost, the company says bring your own key has zero markup, so pairing with free models like Gemini, OpenRouter, and Grok makes total cost genuinely zero. The site also lists isolated containers, a kill switch, and GDPR readiness. A team member says the fastest first agent is a Gmail and Slack morning briefing set up in about a minute.
Community reports are mostly single-user experiences. One commenter set up a Gmail triage agent on a free Gemini key in about 90 seconds, ran it for 11 days, promoted it from intern on day 4, and switched keys between Gemini, Grok, and Sonnet in about 10 seconds each with no cost change. Another built a calendar and Slack briefing in about 2 minutes and said the intern approval step was what made connecting work Gmail acceptable. And one person said they expected a paywall or a contact sales screen and hit neither.
For today's standout launch, we've got Gotcha, built by maker Samosa AI as the world's first AI copilot for Android. Creator Rishabob frames the problem bluntly. Most mobile AI assistants are a glorified text box. They answer questions but still leave you to open the calendar, copy text, or trigger scripts yourself. Gotcha instead runs an agentic loop of plan, execute, observe, and adapt, acting through more than 100 native device tools.
So what can it actually do? It automates the interface through Android's accessibility layer, runs shell commands and scripts locally, and handles messaging, calls, media, and smart home actions. It targets Android 11 and up, aimed at users who want an AI that performs actions locally rather than routing private device data through proprietary cloud servers.
Privacy is the main differentiation. It connects natively to local models like Olama or Llama with Qwen, or cloud models like Gemini, Grok, and OpenAI. There's even a local wake word in 9 languages. Safety is structured through 2 copilot modes, a monitor mode with read-only tools described as zero-risk inspection. It cannot send messages, alter settings, or delete files, and an operator mode with all tools bounded by explicit permissions. Actions sit across four permission tiers, from everyday permissions up to root shell actions that strictly fail closed on unrooted devices, with an append-only audit log and encrypted on-device credentials.
Visual cues tell you what's happening. A blue ring for foreground screen reading, orange for background processing. It's an ambitious privacy-first take on an Android Copilot, but the real test will be whether that operator mode genuinely stays within its guardrails in real use.
Finally, let's look at EquityB Benchmark, a free tool for U.S. startup employees to compare their equity grants against market data. The maker framing. Companies have long benchmarked the equity they offer, but employees evaluating offers rarely had the same market context.
The benchmark draws on more than 9,000 verified new hire option grants across over 2,500 U.S. startups. Users pick a department, seniority level, and company stage to see the 25th percentile, median, 75th percentile, and average fair market value of grants in that comparison group, alongside context insights. The stated goal is not to predict what options might eventually be worth. It's to give employees a relevant comparison point.
Important caveats come from the product itself. The benchmark is informational only, the dataset has not been independently verified, and data is presented as is. It's free and built specifically for startup employees, not their HR teams.
The people behind the launch include the co-founders, marketing lead, and VP of R&D. One EquityB employee called it the tool they wish existed years ago, but they declared the bias explicitly so that praise isn't independent. Community discussion raised open questions rather than criticism. Whether more dimensions like industry or valuation will be added, whether users consult it more when weighing an offer or later when deciding whether to exercise, and a founder-side request for a reverse lookup. Feed it a hiring plan and get back what it would cost in equity. That question of timing, offer stage versus decision to exercise, is really the thing worth watching here.
There's a new Mac menu bars app called Switchy from a developer going by Mango Buns, and it's built around a pretty specific grep. Apple's magic accessories don't switch between computers the way AirPods do. So if you work across a work Mac and a personal Mac, the usual routine is unplugging, digging into system settings, unpairing, reconnecting. Switchy aims to kill all of that.
Whitley thinks. The way it works is that one app runs on each of your Macs. Switchy detects which magic keyboard, trackpad, or mouse is connected to the machine you're currently on, and with a single click, it hands those devices over to another Mac on the same local network that's also running the app. The maker says the whole handover is local, no cloud involved.
And that's the part that makes it interesting for people juggling multiple machines. The maker apparently built it after realizing that magic devices, unlike AirPods, won't follow you from computer to computer. And after watching colleagues buy a separate trackpad for every machine they own. The supported list covers the Magic Keyboard, the Touch 499 version, the Magic Trackpad, and the Magic Mouse on Macs running macOS Sonoma or later.
Pricing is a free 3-day full-featured trial, then a one-time $12.99 purchase, no subscription. The license is lifetime and covers up to 5 Macs at a time, and you can deactivate a machine to free up a slot. There's even a homebrew install if you prefer that route.
One caveat worth flagging. The maker says all switching is completely local, with no analytics or tracking, and no accounts, with the only external connections being license checks and software updates. But those privacy and performance claims are self-reported. They haven't been independently verified. So if that matters to you, it's worth bearing in mind before you hand your accessories over. And that wraps up today's Product Hunt briefing. The standout was Gotcha, billed as the first AI copilot specifically for Android developers, with several other launches covering AI coding agents, screen annotation, and startup equity comparing tools. Really a strong day for anything that helps developers move faster.
Definitely. Plenty to dig into tomorrow. As always, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you back here with the next round of launches.